Ezekiel chapter 44. Then he brought me back the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary that looks toward the east, and it was shut. And then Yahweh said to me, This gate will be shut, it will not be opened, and no man will enter in through it, because Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, has entered in through it, and therefore it will be shut. It is for the prince. The prince, he will sit in it, to eat bread before Yahweh. He will enter by way of the porch of that gate, and it will go out by way of the same. Then he brought me the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and I saw the splendor of Yahweh filled the house of Yahweh, and I fell upon my face. And Yahweh said to me, Son of man, mark well, and look with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of Yahweh, and all the laws of it, and mark well the entering in of the house with every going out of from the sanctuary. And you will say to the rebellious, to the house of Israel, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, O you house of Israel, let it be sufficient for you from out of all of your abominations, in that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers, who are uncircumcised in their hearts, and uncircumcised in their flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it. My house, when you offer my bread and the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all of your abominations. And you've not kept the charge of my holy things, but you've set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, No stranger, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart nor uncircumcised in flesh, will enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is amongst the children of Israel. And the Levites that have gone away far from me, when Israel went astray, who went astray away from me after their idols, they will even bear their iniquity. Yet they will be ministers in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house and ministering to the house. They will kill the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they will stand before them to minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, for this reason have I lifted up my hand against them, says Sovereign Yahweh. They will bear their iniquity. They will not come near me to do the office of a priest to me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they will bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house, for all the service of the house, and for all of that shall be done within it. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they will come near to me to minister to me. And they will stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the sovereign Yahweh. They will enter into my sanctuary, and they will come near to my table to minister to me, and they will keep my charge. And it will come to pass, when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, that they will be clothed with linen garments, and no wool will come upon them while they are ministering in the gates of the inner court and within. They will have linen bonnets upon their heads, and they will have linen breeches upon their loins, and they will not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat. And when they go out into the outer court to the people, they will take off of their garments wherein in which they had ministered, and lay them in the holy chambers, and they will put on other garments, and they will not sanctify the people with their garments. Neither will they shave their heads, nor allow their locks to grow long. They will only trim their heads. Neither will any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner court. Neither will they take for their wives a widow, nor her who has been put away, but they will take maidens from the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that had a priest before. And they will teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean. And in the controversy that they may arise, they will stand in judgment, and they will judge it according to my judgments, and they will keep my laws and my statutes in all my assemblies, and they will hallow my Sabbaths. And they will come at no dead person to defile themselves, except for father or mother or son or daughter or brother, or for sister that has no husband, they may defile themselves. And after he's been cleansed, they will reckon to him 7 days. And in the day that he goes into the sanctuary, into the inner court, to minister in the sanctuary, he will offer his sin offering, says the sovereign Yahweh. And it will be to them for an inheritance. I am their inheritance, and you will give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession. They will eat the meal offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, and every dedicated thing in Israel will be theirs. And the first of all the firstfruits of all things, and every oblation of all things, every sort of your oblations, will be the priest's. You will also give to the priest the first of your dough, so that he can cause the blessing to rest in your house. The priests will not eat of anything that is dead of itself, nor torn, whether it be bird or animal. End of chapter.